Right, here's a treat to wake you up. Let's bring in Mr. Cheap Jacket himself, Mr. Gordon Chuffin Ramsay.
Hey!
Morning.
Morning,
yeah.
How are you? Looking well. Thanks. Looking fit, looking healthy. You feeling good, yes? Really good, yes?
Sort of.
Good, good. Watched the first show yesterday. Really enjoyed it.
Did you? Already?
Looks like a lot of fun, yes. Yeah. There's a promo copy on DVD.
Okay.
Very good. Well, you took your jacket off, man.
Listen, that was a present from Tana. She's going to be absolutely mortified.
It's disgusting. With all that money that you've put in her bank account, has she not got her royalties from her book yet?
In fact, it's actually doing very well.
Her book?
Yeah.
Well, what's she buying this stuff like that for? So you look like you're going back to do some break dancing.
You didn't like it, no?
It's just cheap, look.
That's terrible.
For you, though, you know, you're normally a smart, suave man. Anyway, hey, what's up with the buffness?
Buff?
Yeah, looking buff.
But, do you know what? 2 weeks ago, I started something extraordinary. I'm not in the midlife crisis, okay? For the first time ever in my entire life, I went surfing.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Honestly, absolutely amazing.
Big really?
Chance to do it.
Are you any good at it?
I got up within 15 minutes.
I'm sorry.
What about the surfing?
I didn't know you were enjoying it that much.
Hey, listen. I would love to see you on a board.
Yeah. No, it just wouldn't happen. He can't even stay on two wheels on a bike.
Okay. Breadboard, maybe, but that's about it.
Seriously. Okay.
We can get two boards, stick them together, a jet ski to take you out there.
Jet ski.
Do you know what you need?
Right.
You need to get two boards and then another two boards and another two boards and just make a boat.
Exactly. No, you look well. You look very buff. Your arms are looking... You've been working out.
No. Just been working. Bit of running. I've done a couple of training days at the UCLA, you know, in California.
Mm,
amazing.
Right.
So I'm running around this track, half an hour, 15 laps around there. And then I go in and out the stands, up the steps.
Oh, that's hard training.
I mean, absolutely amazing. Come back down the stairs, like 45 minutes later, there's this guy standing there stretching. I think, God, I recognise him. Who is that? It was Morris Green. And he's like, you know, a fast...
Who's Morris Green?
It is Morris Green.
Olympic sprinter.
Oh, right, okay.
Chris.
That so got lost on you.
Who's Morris Green?
Yeah. That's terrible.
I thought that was the fellow who made cigarettes in America.
No.
you've never heard of Morris Green?
Nah.
Christopher, that's shocking.
Well, I said to you before, though, I don't know why we get on, because we live in two completely different worlds. The only thing we have in common is we occasionally have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
But not with each other, but separately.
Bumping into each other.
You know, Morris Green, brilliant. And I said to him, Morris, how are you? He said, Gordon, I'm fine. And that was it. Great story.
You should do my voiceover, you know that, for the new series.
I might do.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Huh?
I might do... Have you done a voiceover for a well-known bookshop yet? You know the ones I mean?
Just so I can get your book out the top 10 and start promoting mine.
Yeah, what? Dude, what's happened?
Listen, I've just got back from the States.
Man, but what's
today's
happened?
Today's my first big day.
Your book, last year, Humble Pie, outselling my book. This time round, what's happened?
No, but listen.
I'm outselling you.
Yeah, for the next 2 days.
Right, okay.
Then after today,
right,
you've got to go back into the top 25. We'll sneak in there. Playing with fire, very happy with it. Phenomenal story and a great follow-on.
Who's writing your books these days?
What do you mean, who's writing?
Because I don't believe you've had time to write one of these. It took me like 6 months and I've got nothing to do every afternoon. So,
everywhere I go, I have a dictaphone, okay? So whether you're sat on a plane, in a car, whatever. So you sit there and you discuss, you know, what's going on, how it happened, what you went through. And so you sort of interview yourself.
Okay.
And then about sort of 2-3 days later, you play it back. Tana types it out. And that's what
does she?
Yeah, she's great. She's so fast.
You've got to be very
patient.
No, funny enough, I haven't actually, no.
Oh, God! I should have done that with Si. I've got her to type out my stuff.
But she types so fast.
You've got to be disciplined,
then
haven't you?
Invented cheese. How many words?
So everywhere you go, you have a dictaphone?
Everywhere I go.
Really?
Whether it's an idea for the menu, whether it's something I've just eaten, whether it's a restaurant experience, or whether it's just a thought or deja vu. It's just always nice just to sort of talk into it and then sort of...
Mm. Thursday, October 25th. Must buy a new jacket.
Do you want that jacket? Would you like to borrow it for the weekend?
No, you're all right. Fit him.
Will she be listening?
Yes.
The missus?
Yes.
She's very cute. How did you end up with her?
She She was actually going out with a mate of mine. And,
oh, yeah, you nicked her, didn't you?
But I didn't really nick her.
Oh, you did.
No, I parked my bike in her garage.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Hold on a minute.
When did you start going out?
So I went round one night to pick up my helmet.
Did you really park your bike in her garage?
You parked your bike in her garage and you went round to pick up your helmet.
Yeah, so it was about 2:30 in the morning and I said, oh, look, I'm so sorry to wake you up, but do you mind if I come up and pick up my helmet? Mm. And she said, oh, would you like to come upstairs for a coffee? Tim's not here. I said, well, where is he? She said, oh, we've separated. I said, hello, really? I said, would you like to come and have a go on the back of my bike? Mm. She said, yeah, but I haven't got
a spare
helmet.
Are we still talking about sex?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what we're talking about. So basically, you nailed your mate's bird, and then something about a bike.
Yeah, well, I went round to pick up my bike.
Right.
Okay, which was parked in my mate's garage, which was their flat at the time.
I prefer my version of the story. Yeah. Well, she's a very attractive woman.
And, thank you.
She's younger than you, isn't she?
About 7 years.
Yeah.
No, eight, no. Yeah, 7 years.
Something like that. So, how long have you been together?
12 years.
12 years.
Sorry, 13 years. Married for 10 years.
Wow.
Well, kind of 12 was in the middle, wasn't it? So,
yeah, sort of. I just don't like that word 13.
Okay. Oh, she's a cute lady.
Don't just look at the pictures.
I know,
supposed
you said
to
that about five times.
To appreciate the book for its content and its depth.
I haven't read it. So, I read the first one. I read Humble Pie, which I thought was a brilliant book. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really did.
Thank you.
Did you read mine?
Both of them, yes.
You haven't read it. You're such a liar.
I had it on the plane 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I like it.
The new one?
Yeah, the second one, yeah. Great photos.
How much of it have you read?
About one third of the way through.
Oh, seriously? A child could read that in the toilet.
That's more than I've done.
Well, that's true.
I like the way you've got the font bigger now. So you don't have to write as much.
No, everybody says that. It doesn't make any difference. It's still the same. How many words in your book?
There's about 90,000.
Right, there's 70,000 words in my book. It's the same as last time.
And you've got 18,000 pictures.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't work like that.
And there's a chapter in there when you say becoming a chef. Mm. That's what got me slightly scared to think that you look like a chef, you sound like a chef, now you're actually going to start cooking like a chef.
I tell you what, because I did your epoxy program, right, and you dragged me up and,
not diseased.
And taught me how to, you know, you went, right, okay, going to make a curry, going to teach you how to make a curry, fast, healthy,
20 minutes.
Cheap, 20 minutes, okay, let's go now, okay. So we go in the kitchen, we do it, right?
Yes, you set the place on fire.
I have no idea what
you're
I did
very messy.
Then, right, no idea what
you
I did.
You don't sweep up behind you.
You said,
yes,
put all of that in there, stir it, put that in there, stir it. Put that in there, you've made a curry, right? I have no idea what I did. And it was all laid out for me. I just did what you told me to do. And lo and behold, it tasted nice. I can't believe the amount of people who say to me now, on an almost daily basis, so are you cooking now, Morsey? Or Ames, you taught you how to cook? No, right, well, he didn't really teach me anything. No offence to you.
No, but you...
But you could have had anybody stood there and you tell them what to do and they do it and it would have been nice.
Yeah, but you weren't paying attention, as always.
No, I was, but I don't understand, you know.
You weren't concentrating.
Look,
you weren't
if I said
it in,
to you...
You weren't tasting anything, you weren't showing any form of excitement.
No, it's not that. If I said to you, come round here, press this button, fade that up, press that there, press that then, all of a sudden, you'd be doing your own radio show. If I left you, you'd be screwed, right? In the same way that if you'd have walked out that kitchen going, right, you've done half the curry, you can do the rest on your own. I'd be like that. I don't know what to do. But it did taste nice, though.
Mm. You should have been paying more attention.
Oh, I just don't understand.
But the other thing is, the knock-on effect is that little incident has ruined your relationship, hasn't it?
Oh, really? We're safe.
What do
you
mean? With Abdul.
I haven't been.
That's the thing. You haven't.
Serious.
I haven't ordered anything from that curry house since.
Yeah, but listen. Think about
since
it.
Since you told them that it was a rude word.
No, I said it was greasy, oily, insipid.
No, you chopped it out.
Flavorless.
The guy was stood there. You ripped his curry to pieces.
And
he cleverly edited it on the telly, so you went, it's all right, bit greasy. You said in real life. God, blimey.
The carton looked like something washed up on the Exxon Valdez. It was just gross.
It's recycling for you. That's what it means.
And secondly, I heard on the grapevine, you never paid for your curries.
No, I do. Are you joking? You never get a discount.
Once a month.
No, never
get
this
Christmas card, but no discount.
I had a row once with the woman at the Chinese, and she goes, "You want to order something else? So it comes to £12, so you get free delivery." And I'm like, "I order from you four times a week if Sophie's away, and you're serious four times a week for 5 years, and you're telling me I need to order something else to get it? It should be free." Anyway, okay, we did have for that.
It's only about 12 steps from your front gate.
Oh, I know, and it's the end of the road.
How quick does it take to knock up a quick stir fry? That's terrible.
Gordon, I found out recently, the fish and chip shop around the corner only goes and delivers.
Oh, no.
What, the one at the bottom by by said courier house?
Yeah.
You said you were going to start cooking, you're going to start training more, thinking about running London Marathon next year.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Oh, well, half a marathon.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about it. So... Now, the Great North Run, that was 5 years ago when I did that.
How heavy do you weigh now?
Oh, about 11, 12 stone.
Yeah. What? Each foot?
Mm. That's just offensive.
We should all do the Great North Run.
Yes, as a team.
No.
I'll run with you.
No, you won't. Yeah. That's the thing. You'll be ahead of us.
No, I'll run with you for the first mile.
What do you normally do? When's the last time you did the Great North?
1:27 is my fastest time.
What's your slowest?
1:33.
Yeah. That was the year I did it.
1:33 slowest.
It's an hour faster than me.
Man.
What did you do it in?
Taxi.
No.
1:57 I did it in.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
That's a good time.
That's the first time I met you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And there was like a collective of the world's most random celebrities, famous people, whatnot. And I was there. Gordon Ramsay was there.
Standing on the motorway.
John Motson was there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What's his name? Our mate, Stubbsy was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I finished, Jimmy Savile was there, who I still swear to this day I never saw pass me. Yeah, when I crossed the finishing line, he's already having his chocolate bar with his tinfoil wrapped round him. I'm like that. Anyway, so I finished, and I'm like, whatever. Get my breath back. And Stubbsy goes, hi, Miles. How did you get on, Miles? I went 1:57. He goes, that's good, that. And Gordon Ramsay, who I've never met before, goes, What's that, Chris? 1:57. Great time. Good time. Really good time. Should be proud of that. That's really good. Really quick. I said, damn, thank you. And I'm just feeling good about myself, which I never do. And, you know, I'm miserable all the time. Just feeling a little bit of, satisfaction. What did you do it in, Gordon? 1:28. Thank God, you little git. He'd had a showered and changed. He'd had a 3-course meal by the time I'd finished.
You should be proud of 1:57.
I am.
Trust me. For a heavy set, thick man.
Broad.
You should be very happy.
Heavy but set,
you
can get thick that man.
Yeah, what's heavy set, thick? What's that?
Thick set. You know, broad boned.
I'll thick set you in a minute.
Kapow.
You're playing with fire now.
Ah, that's a good title for a book.
Oh, because it is your difficult second book. Oh, that's the never mind.
Right, time for a record.
Oh. Right, let's play a record. More from Gordon Ramsay in a minute. It's 8:23. Levine and hot. And I'll tell you who is hot. Gordon Ramsay, he's with us on the big show.
Like Steve Wright.
Speaking of fitness and whatnot, and Sophie.
Uh-huh.
Was it? We're off the air, maybe. Sophie had to climb Ben Nevis a couple of weeks ago.
Amazing.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I used to go up there all the time as a school kid. Used to go up with Mum and Dad. Amazing place.
She said, if anybody's thinking about doing it, she recommends that you don't. She says it's horrible.
Yeah, it's amazing. The air is thinner up there. How long did you take to get up there?
I think it's like 10 hours.
Really?
Oh, 10 hours up and down.
Up and down,
For the whole thing, from top to bottom. She's working on a TV show, and... they're filming people raising money for charity, right?
Great.
So she goes, look, these people are climbing Ben Nevis. That'll be a great little video. Mm-hmm. That'll be a great little bit for the TV show. We should film them. So they go, great. Off you go. And it never dawned on her that, oh, crap, she's got to climb Ben Nevis. So she did it a couple of weeks ago. She said it was absolutely... She couldn't walk for literally a week. Mm. She was kind of walking around like John Wayne and C-3PO like that.
So you can climb Ben Nevis and ski down in a toboggan.
Nah, I'm doing that. Told you, I go through phases of fitness. At the moment, it's not phase time.
No, it's takeaway time.
It's always takeaway time. question for Gordon from some of our listeners. I've got a table book for the 4th of December in New York at your restaurant. I'm not so low as to ask for a free meal, so could you pay for my flights instead, says Nick.
Cheeky bugger. Hold on a minute, it's like $2 to the pound.
I know.
It's the cheapest restaurant in the world right now.
I must admit, I've been to the restaurant. It's very nice.
I bumped into you in New York.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Literally.
Midnight.
I saw him walking across the street in New York. Well, Sophie sees him. She goes, Gordon Ramsay walking over there. And I thought she meant, do you know what? It'll be somebody with a dodgy-looking chin and big hair, right?
And a breakdancing puffer jacket.
Anyway, it's Gordon.
It was midnight in the meatpacking district.
And who are you with? What's his name?
Sarge.
Yeah. No? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he the fella that wouldn't give me the Tommy sauce on your show?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were outside looking for a kebab.
So I stood to your face. How rude. Why do you have to make me look like a slob? I stood outside having a fag. Anyway, so I put my back to him and he's minding his own business. I said, so as soon as he gets right behind me, just give me a nod. So he walks right behind me, so she goes, now. So I went, ah! Your face was a picture. And then we went for a nice drink in our hotel.
Yes.
And then they said, no, we'll go around the corner to this really cool place. And we went to, we probably found one of the most pretentious bars in the whole of New York.
It's a bit stuffy.
No draft.
No. It was, though, wasn't it? It was nice, nice little evening.
Yeah.
It's always good. A sign of pretentious places. Yeah,
and then I went to the restaurant. I went to Gordon's restaurant. It's very nice. Burger and chips. Salt and pepper squid to start. Perfect.
Trust you to order off the room service menu again. Apparently you thought the portions were bigger.
Good morning to Craig in Falkirk, who's texted in saying, how much does Gordon Ramsay sound like Joe Wiley when he talks?
Joe Wiley, who's that?
Joe Wiley. Joe,
the presenter.
Ted,
after,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, damn. Ready?
Not today.
No, it's off this week.
Cox is on. How is New York doing?
It's going very well, thank you. Yeah. Tough opening, as you know. Critics are out in their force. Two Michelin stars awarded 2 weeks ago. Zagat number one, best newcomer. So, yeah, after 10 months of opening, it's going really well. Brilliant. Right.
Well done.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I did, actually. Yeah. Although I wasn't massively hungry when I got there.
Right.
And the only thing I'll say, if anyone's listening, if you are going to New York and you're going to go to Gordon's restaurant, don't have much to eat for lunch. If you're going for dinner, do something, don't eat, because the food just keeps on coming. So I didn't realise, because it's small portions and you order lots.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I turned up, and I'm not massively hungry, but I want to go, so we go, and it's nice, and he's invited us, and he's not there, by the way, he's buggered off, he didn't want to sit with us eating. And the guy comes up and he goes, the chef recommends that you order about 7 to 8 portions. I'm like that. Each! Oh, man, I can't eat anymore. But it was nice. And then the first thing turns up and you go, oh, now I understand why. It's the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
Our thumbs aren't as big as
whatever,
yours.
With like a little bit of a blade of grass on top.
I'll get that out.
But then you would, and it was all very nice. It was, I must say, it was very nice. But I went in the, I didn't go in the fine dining bit.
No.
I looked horrible in there. They all look really miserable and serious.
That's terrible.
So I stand in the bit with the bar and the, what would you call that bit? I don't know what you
Yeah, it's maze. It's like a, sort maze. Of a small grazing tapas menu.
It was, that's nice. I recommend the listeners to go in there. Don't go to the fine dining. Yeah.
I like tapas.
Yeah, Chris, they were like $6 a portion. That's £2.50.
No, I know, it's very...
That's barely 2 minutes work for you.
I've got to be honest, I didn't pay. I've got news for you. Anyway, but it was...
And you didn't even leave a tip. How can you have a complimentary meal?
How can you have a free meal and leave a tip? I think that's rude.
But hold on a minute. It's even more ruder, okay, to go in there as my guest and not even leave a tip for the boys.
Well, hang on a sec. For what boys?
The girls.
They don't work for me. They work for you. Yes. You pay them.
You know what they're like in America. It's politeness just to leave 20, 25% tip.
Hey, listen, I'm like the guy in Reservoir Dogs. I don't agree with this tipping business. The staff says tip these people over here, but don't tip these people over there. That's wrong.
What, even after sort of gracing the menu and having everything as a freebie? Shame on you.
Do you tip the guy at McDonald's who serves you your Big Mac and fries?
McDonald's.
You don't, though, do you?
I've never been to McDonald's.
Oh, yes, you have.
I'm telling you now, I've never,
you
ever...
have.
I'm telling you
Burger
now.
Burger King?
In-N-Out Burger, yes, but not McDonald's.
What's an In-N-Out Burger?
In-N-Out Burger's like this really cool...
It's like when you park his bike in his Mrs. Gary.
Yeah, and she's still got your helmet.
Right, we've got to do the news. Get out. Get out of my studio. I can't do the rest of it. Right, we're going to do news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, then we'll play a record, then we'll come back with Gordon, and, it's all good. And if you have a question for him, 81199, and I tell you, we'll ask a question for him, Andy Peters.
Oh, really?
Because I'm sure he had a question last time he was on.
So didn't we edit him out?
Andy will be itching to get a question to Gordon. Mm. So we'll do that. If you have a text, 81199, if you have a question, rather, or a comment to make about Gordon Ramsay. 81199, text now. Okay, so news, sport, weather, jingle, done.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Gordon Ramsay's with us on the big show today. Woo! Oh, I saw Steve Wright's son last night, Tom.
Is he a grown-up now?
Tom, yeah. I told you he was working me on the bar, the local.
No, what?
He was, yeah. Tom. Little Tom.
Hang on, rewind.
Well, let's do this later.
Okay.
because Gordon Ramsay's here. Woo! Here's a clip from his new TV show.
Why do you feel a necessity to insult
people? Again.
Is that...
Where's the script?
Is this a big defensive thing that you've
read
got?
Read the script.
Why don't you read your own script and not take...
You bought it.
It ain't my opinion. Ooh. You don't like it, tough. I like it.
It looks great, it sounds great, and good. Why are you working yourself up like this?
Good. Because that's what it's about.
I hit a nerve.
That's what it's about.
It's finally come out. Right, should we get back to the decor?
Let's not.
Oh, he was feisty, wasn't he?
Not happy.
He wasn't happy, no.
I bet you and your wife have some ding-dong rows, don't they? I bet you're horrible to row with.
Mm. Well, I can't find my helmet, yes.
Yeah. Oh, read the script, love, read the script.
Dave, she's gonna pickle your balls, you know that, I tell you.
She's gonna what? Oh, pickle.
not pickle.
I thought if it was tickling, I'd start slagging her off now.
I was very happy to be back in Brighton. Oh dear. You slated the coat.
When you were in Brighton,
yes.
Phil, because this is the first episode of Gordon's show, which is next Tuesday night, the Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. It's a great, great first opening show. Mm-hmm. And it is in Brighton. Yes. Now, the woman who's got the soul food restaurant is Brighton, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Did you pop your head in to say hi?
I did, actually. I went and said hello to Shrita Jones. She's now more popular in terms of tourist attraction than Brighton Pier. So she's done phenomenally well. Absolutely.
Well, the one was burned down. Yeah. Brian, are you?
Oh, dear. No, the other one. So, really good to be back in Brighton. Ruby Tate's extraordinary story. This guy, you know, big lovey, big heart, totally obsessed with food, but a big softie in the kitchen. Couldn't discipline his chefs. An amazing guy. Used to be in showbiz, actor, and was...
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. There's loads of funny things in it. Number one, here's a guy who owns a seafood restaurant and doesn't eat fish.
Right? It's true.
True. And secondly, right, he used to be in musicals, didn't he? He was in musical stuff, right? I'll say is you got to watch all the way to the end of the show, and he sings at the end. You just got to watch it.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
But you'll bite the back of your hand as you watch it.
Yeah. He also kicks me out as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him for that.
No, there's a picture there with a crusty pair of knickers on there. I'm in a fish restaurant. I do not want to sit under a
phone. I find that very insulting. I just like people. I'm fascinated by the psychological factor of somebody going to you going, I need your help. I'm on my arse. Come in and help me, please. And you walk in and go, I tell you what you need to do. Don't tell me what to do. You go like that. Well, hang on a second. Why are you having him there in the first place?
Exactly.
Here's some questions for you very quickly. Right. Ask Gordon, will he be working in Claridge's on Saturday, 12 p.m. lunchtime, as we're coming with our friends, says Kate and Andy. Uh-huh. Kate and Andy from Claire and Matt in Manchester.
Yeah, I'm always there Saturday night. Saturday lunch, I'm always there late lunch, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. So I may see her for dessert, yes.
Okay, all right. Chris, tell Gordon his pub by Canary Wharf is loads cheaper than you think, and the food was bloody great. Well worth it, says Andy from Boston.
Excellent.
I was there on Tuesday night.
Oh, were you?
Good. What did you have?
I bought a bottle of champagne. I just went for a drink.
Oh, you didn't have any food?
Yeah, to celebrate my friend's engagement.
That was nice. Mm. We should have given you some little sort of tidbits, you know, bits on toast.
No,
next time.
You gave him free glasses to drink the champagne with normal. She just uses a straw and comes out of the bottle.
My mate managed to knock the ice bucket over.
Nice.
You should try the new one, the Devonshire, opened up last week in Chiswick. Really nice.
Really?
Slightly cheaper, but lovely. Nice beer garden as well.
Someone texted in saying, I used to work at Petrus.
Oh, nice.
Says Jen.
Jen.
Whatever. No. Ask Gordon what he thinks of Glasgow Rangers at the moment.
They're on fire. Done very well. Great result. Champions League. And also, we absolutely stuffed Celtic 3-0 last week. Great news.
Chris, I used to do maintenance in Ramsay's, in Claridge's for Ramsay. Ask him, is that brothel sign of his in the hotel still working? Says Graham from Northern Ireland.
The what sign?
Brothel.
At Claridge's?
Yeah. I don't know.
What bits was he fixing?
I don't know. Gordon, I went to your Maze restaurant and sat next to Michael Ballack. Why didn't we get a bottle of free bubbly? Says Michael in Peterborough.
That's not true. Michael Ballack's got enough money to pay for
130 grand a week and he doesn't even play.
Exactly.
Gordon's book is out now. You know, if you've got any change left over from buying my book, The Difficult Second Book, which, by the way, book buyers at the moment prefer mine to Gordon's.
Listen, mine's just come out.
It came out 2 days after mine or
something. It came out 3 weeks after yours.
What date did yours come out?
Published 25th of October.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyway...
Today.
Would you? I've got yours here. Would you sign it for me?
With pleasure.
I've got a pen.
Have you promised to read it?
Yeah, yeah, I will. I read your last one this time last year. I was in Miami. I read it.
Okay,
very nice. If you could just put to the lucky bidder of eBay. No, no. Don't put it to me. That's nice. I'm going to get my book signed, Dave.
Edward Bay.
To Chef Chris.
Could you sign mine? Sorry, I know.
Oh, hang on, let him do mine first.
Sorry.
There we go.
Form a queue if you want your book signed, by the way.
All right. That's fair enough, isn't it?
That's nice. Thank you, Jordan.
What is that?
What book is that, Dominic?
Payment on the meal plan. Dom, can you behave yourself?
No, sit. I like you, and I haven't got your book, but this is all about babies and meals.
I would have brought you one.
What book is that, Dominic? You're getting signed.
It's baby Annabelle food. Carmel's new complete baby and toddler meal plan of the 10th anniversary edition.
So it's not even Gordon's book?
No, it's not.
Right.
Thanks, bro. Thank you very much. Cheers. Right.
Dom.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, terrible. Do this one for me. Thanks so much, Gordon.
What is that? What book is that, Kerry?
Oh, it's Gary Rhodes, Food with Friends.
Oh,
yeah. Oh dear.
You know.
That's another children's book.
Gordon.
All right. Dear,
can you sign mine, please, Gordon?
What's that?
Rachel. Life on a Plate. Sid Owen?
What is this? Dear, oh dear, oh
thanks,
dear.
Gordon.
Dave, have you got a book?
I have two, actually. Sorry to be...
Dave.
Could you sign that for me, please?
Ken Hom!
And also that as well would be
this
great.
This one is...
Pub Walks in the Thames Valley.
Pub Walks in the Thames Valley.
And it's still got my mum's Waitrose parking ticket in the middle.
Oh, dear, oh dear. That's terrible.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Get all them on eBay.
Yeah.
Portugal for Christmas.
Happy now.
Yeah.
I got a book the other day.
Go on.
I know you know, you're the big restaurateur and all that, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if you've what are you laughing at?
I've just seen what Gordon's written in my book. It's not his name.
Oh, I see.
What does that say? Ken Hom.
Yes.
What does that say?
Sorry, it says, to Chef Chris, surf.
Oh.
Gordon.
Wow. But you write like somebody with no hands. Have you seen this book?
You're terrible.
No, yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Jamie at Home. Cook your way to the good life. If you want, you can have it for free.
Sorry.
It's signed to someone called Pete, but don't worry, I'll tear that out. But in it, there's loads of recipes that Jamie cooks, and there's pictures of Jamie and food.
Right.
It's brilliant.
Should we move on?
Jamie's friends are in there as well.
The only thing is, it's £25.
Is it really?
Now, your book here...
Yes.
Right, I believe in hardback... £19. And let's be honest, that'll probably be in the sale. No, because as you know...
It's just come out.
No, but they discount the books that are selling well.
I'll get it.
That's what I got told.
Listen, we've gone straight at number 10. 2 weeks' time, we'll be at number 1.
Oh, you went straight at number 10?
Yes.
Oh, I went straight at number 5. So,
it's just come out today. Give it a chance.
Right. Okay.
Stop having a book off.
Mm. Yes.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I park my book in your garage, and you can read it whenever you want.
We're not meant to talk about your book, Chris.
We're talking about Gordon's. Right, what else have we got to talk about with you, Gordon Ramsay? So the Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare starts next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
With Ruby Tate. That is a rubbish name.
Yeah, well, we changed it. I won't say, but...
Don't say what.
No. And then we go off to Paris. We filmed in Paris a vegetarian restaurant sandwiched in between two kosher butcher shops run by two lesbians. Amazing.
Wow.
It's astonishing.
That's a hell of a sandwich.
So, It was extraordinary.
Wow. I tell you what, I'll be dining there.
Like a salad sandwich.
I watched a version of Hell's Kitchen USA the other night on ITV2. You're horrible.
No, listen. Firm, but fair.
Oof. You were really vicious.
It's going well out there, though.
Well, when we bumped into Gordon in New York, we went for a drink in a hotel, mm-hmm. and this woman comes up and goes... I just want to say I think you're amazing. And, oh, my God, you're just like, it is you, isn't it? And goes, yeah, it's me, yeah. Oh, my God, it's really... And she was really nice. And then she just suddenly turned and went, but you're so effing rude. Why do you think you've got to be so rude to people? Like that. Oh, am I rude? Am I? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. I'm like, hang on. This is too obvious. Just give her a second. And I said to her, I said, oh, what a rude thing to say. And then she backtracked then and went the other way and went, I didn't mean to be rude. I didn't mean to be... Anyway, so I watched an episode of Hell's Kitchen USA. I understand what she's talking about.
Yeah, but listen, it's better than this one over here.
Are you more rude to them than you are
But do you know that we're not working with celebrities, so we've got like $250,000 to give away, and a phenomenal job as well. So you've got to go through the sort of Muppets and the Donuts and then home in on the talent. So,
but the episode I watched was where the fat guy fainted. That was hilarious. I kept rewinding that bit. It was funny as hell. Watching a fat guy fall down is always funny. Did you watch Hell's Kitchen UK version?
Do you know what? I didn't. We're in the States. In New York, filming Kitchen Nightmares. So Tana's taped it,
right?
But I heard sort of mixed reports.
Okay,
it was interesting seeing my old boss on there. So
now you two don't get on.
No, well, we haven't spoken for about 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sad, isn't it?
I'm very happy.
It's like you and Abdul.
What?
Like you and Abdul.
What, from the curry house around the corner? Yeah, we haven't spoken for ages.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because... Now, was he your mentor?
Well, I worked for the guy for 3 years. I mean, the guy is a phenomenal chef. And, you know, all that stuff about he was offered the first ever Hell's Kitchen, you know, I put the format together. I worked closely with ITV and really enjoyed the first series. Had an absolute ball and, you know, a great time on there. And obviously on the back of the exclusivity for Channel 4, we can't do it, but we still managed to do it in the States. And it's really frustrating to see it done the way it is today because it's not as exciting as it was 3 years ago.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a little bit too sort of set up. You know, you want it to be a little bit more sort of lively, a little bit more real. Mm. And he's a talented chef. And I don't think, from what I've been told, he didn't sort of let himself go in a way of teach them. He had a brigade in there with sous chefs that sort of done the work for them.
He's from Leeds, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Why does he talk funny? He kind of talks like a posh Jimmy Savile. What's that all about?
He looks a little bit like Jimmy Savile.
He doesn't.
Well, sort of, you know.
Dominic went and interviewed him.
Yeah, I did.
Jimmy?
No.
Oh, Marco.
Marco.
Mm. Right, what was it like?
He's nice. I like him because I like the way he says poached as well. the way to poach. No, I really liked him. I think you two should make a love pie and eat it together.
Yeah. It's like the pipe of peace.
No, he's.
What if we got him in here now? Would you embrace him?
Embrace him?
Yeah, would you hug him and go, Marco. He'd be like this, Gordon. Gordon meant much water has passed on the bridge.
Yeah, no, the guy's just got to keep it real. Slightly too affected and just, you know, hey, it's food, you know, enjoy it, relax.
Well, guess who's here? Marco, come on in, here he is!
He's going to pooch you.
How did you get...
I was getting all excited.
He's going to pooch you.
I was getting excited. I mean, he's actually quite tall. He's like 6'4". 18 stone, and yeah, he's a big guy. I actually thought you were serious then.
No, he's not here.
Sorry.
But Jimmy Savile is.
Jimmy, come on in, Jimmy! Now then, Gordon, come sit on my magic chair.
Tell you what, which is more scary?
We haven't spoken for nearly 4.5 years. I wish him well with his new sort of pizzerias.
But you hate him.
Yeah, exactly right.
You do?
Can't
did he make you cry?
So he made me cry about 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. I was 21 at the time, full
is
of...
Is this why now... Hang on, let me just change the music. Is this why... Do you feel that the love you never got from Marco has made you
the man I am today?
The man you are today.
Yeah, do you know what? I just get frustrated when I hear him because I know the real Marco, and with him he's sort of, you know, slightly insolent in a way that he just fakes it. So it frustrates the hell out of me.
Right.
But now I'm not rehearsing any longer. I work for the guy. He taught me masses. Total respect as a chef, as a human being, 1 out of 10.
So do you see him as maybe that loving father figure that you, Gordon, never had?
Or getting booted around the kitchen and kicked.
Because you craved the love. I know from the first book. Seriously now, Gordon, do crave the love of a man.
Are you calling me gay?
No, but you were growing up, you know, your dad was horrible. And
yeah, but I don't...
Did you look to Marco as maybe replacing the father figure that you never had?
No, not at all, no. No, trust me. Can you turn that music up? I quite like that.
And... If Marco were here now...
You're dribbling at the side of the mouth. Wipe your mouth.
I'm just saving it for later. It's just a bit of grease for my bacon butty that I had this morning.
I love this music.
Because you had such a sad childhood.
And, it wasn't that sad. It was tough. It wasn't
that
sad.
It was quite tough, wasn't it?
My mum's listening. Do you mind?
Hi, Mum. It must... Do you know what?
When you're not really qualified for this.
Will you stop my judgment? When you look into your mother's eyes and you see that love coming back...
Yes.
And also the fact that, I mean, she looks at you, she's so, you know, she's so proud.
She's a happy lady.
She sits in her house that you paid for, just thinking, I'm loving it. know, and she's got a toy boy on the go that you don't know about.
His name's Jimmy.
And if...
He looks a little bit like you, actually.
If your mum married Marco, would you disown your mother?
I probably would. I'm 60, Chris. Oh. You know,
she's still got a lot of life in her.
She's got a lot of life in her. On the back of the heart bypass.
Well, you know, there's life after bypass. I'm telling you.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
do you
mind?
Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable.
I feel great. Okay, so you're in LA. What we do? You're not opening a restaurant in LA, are you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to replicate the London NYC and do the London West Hollywood. The old Bellage on Sunset kicks off next spring.
I love how Gordon talks about stuff as if you know what he's on about. On the old Bellage, you know, on Sunset. Mm. We're all there's truckers in currently in Middlesbrough now going, I rate the old Bellage. I know that. What the fuck's the old Bellage?
You've heard of the Bellage Hotel on Sunset Boulevard?
No, why would we? You're joking.
Everybody's heard of the Bellage.
I'm from Leeds, I've never heard of the Bellage.
I've heard of Belle Isle.
I've heard of Belle Isle, yeah. Yeah, open a restaurant there. Tell you what, you think New York was trouble?
Belen.
You know, come in. It's one thing you don't. You open a restaurant in Belle Isle, it's one thing you expect to be there the next day, you know, windows. But, the, you know, gone. What can you do? They took the fittings out. Unbelievable. Just. So, he does that as well on the new series of Kitchen Nightmares. When he does those little fake things to camera.
Fake?
Well, you should talk to the camera, by the way, not to the person who stood.
No, I don't like it. Straight to the bell.
Because I'm watching the show. Talk Serious. To me. I like it. Because what you do is you go, well, this guy, you know, he's a joke. Come in here. Try and fix it out for him. You know, he's just got no vision. There's no passion. The passion's gone. You know, he needs to grow some kahunas. And and then you can't think of anything to end it with, so you always just do a big blow. So you go like that, you know, and. I just don't know what I'm going to do. And then you walk off. So,
oh, dear.
When will LA be open? Next year?
Yes, scheduled for... Yeah, summer 08.
That's no good. We're going soon. And New York is good, if anyone's going to New York.
New York's going great. And Paris as well, which is really exciting. We're going to Versailles at the Trillium Palace Hotel.
Oh, there!
Next to the Arc de Triomphe, round the corner from the Eiffel Tower.
Mate, I can't believe you've got in there. I've always wanted to go there, man.
You've heard of the Trillium Palace.
Oh, no, it's got the Paris. It's got the Velava Bar. Oh, great. I'll have to do chips.
Or frites.
Pommes frites, they're called.
Aye, pommes frites. I love that. I thought pommes frites were Australian.
You've heard of the Trillium Palace in Versailles. You've heard of Versailles?
Yeah, I have.
Thank you.
The Trinidad what? The Trinidad Palace?
Le Trillium Palace Hotel.
Right, okay. 81199. Have you heard of the what?
The Trillium Palace Hotel in
the
Versailles.
The Trinidad Palace.
Not Trinitron.
I used to have one of them tellies.
81199. Have you ever heard of it? Please, everybody now, get your phone out. I want 10,000 text messages saying to Gordon Ramsay, man of the people, my ass, you've changed. Have you ever heard of it? No. 81199. I can't believe it. The Trinitron Palace in Trinidad.
Le Trinidad Palace Hotel, Versailles.
Oh, whatever. And where's the place in LA?
It's at the old Bel Air.
The old
London. The London West Hollywood off Sunset Boulevard.
Well, Sunset Boulevard. He even says Boulevard with a French accent. Look at this. Look. No, no. Look at this. No,
no, no, no, no, no.
No, no, no. You just put them on there.
No, no, no.
Seriously?
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Are they all texting just coming now?
Yeah, they're all texting. No, no, no. See?
But you didn't say it properly. The Trillium Palace Hotel in
Versailles.
It
doesn't matter. No one's heard of it. Say, oh, I can call it whatever I want. The Tony Dad Palace.
Tony Dad. Toad in the whole palace.
That fellow in Middlesbrough. Oh, right, he's got Tony's dad's place in Paris, apparently. Tony, your dad lent Gordon that place. All right, see you later.
That's a Middlesbrough accent, by the way. It's Bob on. It's perfect.
So what are you doing for the rest of the day? What's the plan?
Busy day.
lots of things. Got to do interviews, obviously, promoting the book, which is out now, the TV show.
Book.
Gary Farrow set up loads of booking stuff for me to do. Really good, interesting, enjoyable.
I'll be in the kitchen tonight. I've got book signing this afternoon at Waterstones.
Have you? What time?
I think it's about 4 o'clock, I think it is.
On Oxford Street?
No, I think Piccadilly Circus.
Piccadilly Circus,
yeah.
Waterstones.
Yeah.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. No, when I did mine, seriously, they didn't even advertise it.
I was downstairs. People were upstairs.
It's 1:15.
What is 1:15? You book signing.
Better correct it. Just brilliant. Get loads of people turning.
Sorry.
1:15.
They get there at 1:00. They'll be first in the queue, though, won't they?
Damn! Is it that early? 1:15.
You're terrible.
That's lunchtime.
Trinidad Palace.
I might come down.
Mm. Serious?
Yeah.
You're normally gone by 1:00.
I might come down and stand there with my book. If the queue's too long, there's no queue for mine.
You could be one end. Gordon could be the other.
End of what?
The queue.
Oh, I see. So you're doing that today. That's nice. Book signing, 1:15. That was nice. That's lunch out of the question then.
So dinner.
And then you...
Now I'm going to Chelsea tonight. I mean, we've got a big dinner there. New menu starting tomorrow. At Royal Hospital Road. You know where we got a 3-Michelin star?
I thought you sold that.
So,
still got it.
Oh,
no, I didn't. I thought...
It gets 800 calls a day. For 12 tables. 800 calls a day. You've heard of Royal Hospital Road.
Yeah. I read about it in your first book.
So, so that's where I'm going to be tonight.
Do you know, you keep laughing at me. I do. I read about it in your book.
Because I don't know if you've been serious or not.
And no, then I read it.
I'm off to Lampeter on Saturday.
That's how I read the book. That's how I know about your very sad upbringing. So, you know, when you never got the love from your father that you so desperately wanted.
Can you behave yourself?
You had to move from place to place.
Yeah.
You never... You're like a human version of the littlest hobo.
Yobo.
Hobo?
Hobo.
No, Yobo plays for us. He's a defender.
Okay.
You've heard of the littlest hobo?
No, never.
See,
no,
yeah, you've heard of LaGuardi Guardi, but you've never heard of the littlest hobo? There's a please. Keeps on calling me.
Down
you've heard
the road,
of that? Where I want to be.
No.
Every stop I make, I make a new friend. That you're telling me, you know nothing.
I don't watch television.
Again. Even Farrow's heard of the littlest hobo.
Seriously.
And he doesn't even get out of the house for less than 20%.
Wanna settle down.
Wow. Okay. So tonight you're working?
Tonight at Chelsea, yes.
Right, okay. I had a popped in, but it's too far away. Hmm.
Take away?
What?
Take away?
Do you do takeaways?
Sometimes.
Do you? You don't, yeah. Do you?
Well, for neighbours.
We just bought. Imagine.
Imagine Harold.
You really say that?
Did you take away from neighbours?
Terrible.
We've just bought Foxtrot Oscar next door, so we're going to do
that. Cab office. I don't know.
You've heard of Foxtrot Oscar?
No, come along. Come along. Have your food, and you want to come home? Not a problem. Tony. Tell your dad thanks for that place in Paris, by the way.
Really,
you take these two to Kensington. That's a great idea.
You've heard of Foxtrot Oscar.
You
should
buy a cab office next to all the pubs.
Oh, that's terrible.
What's Foxtrot Oscar?
Foxtrot Oscar is one of the most famous restaurants in London. It's like a little sort of neighbourhood bistro serving great food. And we just bought it. It's closing down, obviously. And we're going to revamp it and launch it in January.
And will you change the name of it?
No, it's a great name, Foxtrot Oscar.
Gordon Ramsay tells you to Foxtrot Oscar. I don't have that.
I can't believe you've never heard of Foxtrot Oscar.
Oh, la-di-da. All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever played Call of Duty 2 on Xbox Live?
No.
Xbox? See ya. You've got too much time on your hands.
Because I'm not busy buying other people's family businesses, right, and taking it off them like some corporate animal in some early 80s Tom Hanks movie.
Corporate animal.
That's what you do, didn't you? It's a lovely, lovely little place. Local food, locally run family business. Really good. Customers love it. Does loads of it really, really well. I'm going to buy it and boot them out on their arse. See you after the break.
I'm going to buy it and put the rent up.
We turn it around. We do something really exciting there. We put it back on the map. And you know,
is it true you take on Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares when you go in and you save a place, you take 25% of all future profits?
Oh, please!
It should be on Dragon's Den.
Oh, please. Never, never, never.
All right. Well, listen. I'll let you go.
Foxtrot Oscar.
When are we going to go out? When are we going out for you know, a few drinks, a couple of beers, maybe something like that?
Well, we'll get down to the pub over the weekend somewhere. Yes.
What?
We'll go to the pub.
Well, this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. You're on
Sunday. Oh. Sunday lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, your pub or my pub?
No, we'll go to my pub.
My pub does chicken kebab and chips.
Chicken kebab.
$4.99.
Serious.
Peas with it.
And you can have chicken curry with rice. and chips. No, it's not one or the other.
Chicken curry and chips.
Yeah. Right, and rice.
Chris.
What? No, they do roast as well, but I don't like it because it comes with all that stuff that I don't like. What's it called?
Vegetables.
Will you do me a favour?
What?
Weigh yourself.
I know what I weigh. I told you, about 12 stone.
Yeah, but that was 8 years ago.
Huh? I wish.
But, I mean, even throughout your book, you've never been slim, have you?
No, I know. I was.
So you must want, I mean, now you're getting on, you want to get a little bit fitter, and that's why you should be running the marathon next year. We should do a team together.
I may be a big boy, Gordon, yes. But I am fit, right? And the thing is, you can't improve on perfection. And what? Look at this face. Right, women are drawn to this face. And the tummy, it's just extra to cuddle.
Yeah, but listen...
I'm a sex symbol.
You smoke?
I admit that.
You're overweight?
I wouldn't say overweight.
We've got to establish longevity.
I've certainly put on a lot more weight since I was, you know, at school.
Look.
Oh, you'd be sucking it in.
I'm not sucking it in.
We can all do that.
I'm not sucking it in.
Go on, Dave.
No. Yeah, but then... All right, we can all do that.
I'm not sucking it in.
So you have a little tummy. Look at the forehead. There's more lines on that than in a Shakespeare play, right? Whereas you look at mine. Not a blemish. Nothing. See this chin? Perfect. See the chin underneath? Perfect. The chin underneath that?
Perfect.
See? I am. Do you know what?
I'm saying it out of love, concern. We want you here for a long time.
Yeah, concern this.
Right. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
I'm right. Take you out on Sunday, drink you under the table.
Never.
Well, I'm telling you, Sunday. Get a sitter for the kids.
A sitter?
Yeah, babysitter.
Right.
Oh, you probably call them a nanny or le nanny or something.
Or a sitar.
Got this great nanny.
We don't have a nanny.
All the way from the mountains of Switzerland. You've heard of the Guagua Mountains. What's she say? From a great nanny finishing school. Yeah, £1,000 a minute. Brilliant. Do that. Get a sitter for the kids Sunday, right? You and the missus, me and my missus, glug, glug, boom, you two are under the table. Not a problem. With your helmet. Stop pointing at the time, Rachel. This is our Sony Award-winning tape here.
Then you can park your bike in his garage.
Damn right.
I can't wait to see you on Sunday.
Big boy. Gordon Ramsay, ladies and gentlemen, his book is out. Go and buy his book. Treat yourself. Tell you what, get Gordon's today and get mine for Christmas. Playing with Fire is Gordon's book from the best-selling author of Humble Pie. Humble Pie, by the way, didn't actually quite reach number one of the bestseller chart, but it did reach number two. Did it reach number two?
750,000 copies. Yeah, number two.
750,000 copies. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. See, mine's about quality, right?
You don't talk about that, though.
Although he does have, to be fair, Gordon was telling me he's just bought this massive warehouse in Clapham. He's got 650,000 copies of his first book, if anybody wants one. what are we playing? Freemasons. Let's do Freemasons. Say goodbye to Gordon. Come in.
Yeah, that'll do.
All right. Gordon Ramsay, everybody. Great interview. It's 9:13.
Should have brought him in.
Maybe he'll come back around and drive past again. He'll do like a lap of honour. Right, we had to rate Mr. Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Who, by the way, was on the show on the 27th of June. So... you've already rated him this year, but you get to rate him again.
That's interesting.
But I'm not going to tell you what you rated him last time. We're going to start with Mr. Allard, non-celebrity Hayden Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thoroughly enjoyed it this morning. The last quarter of an hour in particular is one of our best moments. So I'm going to rate him a mahusive 9.2.
Wow! 9.2! Carrie...
I think he was very funny, probably funnier than last time. I'm going to have to dock him off a little bit for writing something awfully offensive in my book, but I'm going to give him a 9.1.
9.1! Dave?
I thought he was brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just thought
this would be a 0.7, by the way. Yeah.
I'm going to give him a whopping 9.7.
9.7?
Wow, really?
Wow, because it rounds it up.
It's almost 10. You know it.
Dominic?
Again, I thought he was brilliant. It's one of the funniest interviews we've had for a long time. And to make it easy for Dave, 9.2342.
9.2342. 2342. Rachel?
I thought it was brilliant. Really, really funny. So I'm going to rate him highly to
9.6394. 9.6394. Unbelievable. They're all higher scores than last time. Well done. I am going to rate him 2 because he has a dodgy chin.
No, don't
I'm
joking. It's a joke.
No, keep it as 2.
I am going to... he's not going to end 9 from me because... he isn't fit and female. 8.5176. There you go. So they are the scores. Let's recap the numbers for Mr. Gordon Ramsay, who was our guest today. Alan scores 9.2. Carrie, 9.1. Dave, 9.7. Dominic, 9.2342. Rachel, 9.6394. And Chris, 8.5176. Dale! Ah, thank you, sweetheart. Look at my balls. In the lottery machine, if they go round and round, I'm going to put my hand in and pull one of the balls out. What does it say on it? It says, ooh, Dale, 42. I'm 38, darling. So that gives us a top grand total for Gordon Ramsay of...
I can tell you that he goes straight in at second place.
Oh! What's his score?
55.3912.
Gordon Ramsay scores 55.3912. What's up?
Did you just look at the text for that?
No.
You just
no.
turned the screen no, no, towards no, no, no. you and no. read the screen.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, 57.58. And Gordon Ramsay, 55.39. Then Dave Grohl in third place with 53. So they're the top guests so far this year.
Tremendous.
Well done. Congratulations.